All right. I was discussing the Rav Schechter's article about the Rav, and I hope to get back to it, but I think since this Sunday is Shabbat Sarba Tammuz, it would be appropriate to speak a little bit about some of the dinim that are shayach to Shabbat Sarba Tammuz. And in particular, I want to talk about the status of the night. In other words, this Motzei Shabbat is the night before Shabbat Sarba Tammuz. It says, "Ho machloket poskim," about what Isurim come into play at night. So we'll begin the topic now, and we'll see how far we get in the subsequent nights. So the first I'm quoting from the Sefer Shiurei Rav by Rav Eliakim Konigsberg. He's one of the Rosh Yeshiva at Yeshiva Bnei Yisrael Chanan, but he's quoting from the Torah from the Rav. So the Mechaber brings down Samot Halalu Chutz Mitzvah. In other words, the Mechaber says that these fasts, we have four Taniyot Tzibur. So the four Taniyot Tzibur, except for Tisha B'Av, Mutar Berachitza V'Sicha, Nilat Asan, Dabal Tashmi Shemita. So we know there are five Inuyim that are prohibited on Yom Kippur. So the Mechaber says four of the Inuyim are permissible on the fast. I'm allowed to bathe, I'm allowed to anoint myself, I can wear leather shoes, I can have intimate relations with one's wife. But I'm not allowed to eat. But I don't have to stop eating from the night before. In other words, Mibod Yom would be the afternoon before. If it was the night before the fast, I'm allowed to eat, except for Tisha B'Av. Now, the post can bring down that a person's Baal Nefesh, a virtuous person, he should be Machmir in all of them. So he should be Machmir in all of them, except for Nilat HaSandal. So Nilat HaSandal, they say, if you don't wear shoes on a fast day, so it'll lead to chucha v'lula. People will like laugh at you. So that's not what we want. We don't want to create the wrong atmosphere. But the other ones, if a person could be machmir, it's preferable to be machmir. But the point is that the Mechaber says you can eat the night before the fast. So I'm allowed to eat this Motzei Shabbat. I could have a malava malka meal. So it sounds like the fast just begins in the morning. Like that's Gemara. That's it. The fast begins in the morning. But then he says, but if you look at the Gemara, there, now he's going to build a series of arguments to say that there are dinim that apply the night before. So I'm going to make this a little simplified, but the Gemara learns in Masechet Tanit, it's talking about a Tanit Yachid, an individual if they accept upon themselves a private fast. So Tanur Bana Matay Ochel V'Shoteh, so how long can I eat and drink? Ad Shel Amud HaShachar Debi Rebbe. According to Rebbe, until Amud HaShachar, until dawn. I could eat till dawn. Reb Lazer Bar Shimon Omer Ad Kro Degeber. Reb Lazer Bar Shimon says till the cock crows a little bit later on. Then the Gemara has two lashonot, but to make this simpler, one lashon is Amar Rava Loshanu Shlo Yashen. Rava says it's only if I didn't go to sleep. In other words, if I took a nice snooze the night before, well Yashen in Ochel. So I went to sleep. Now I can't eat anymore, even if I get up before the Zman that we said. Let's assume that the fast begins at Amud HaShachar. But if I went to sleep the night before, even though it's not Amud HaShachar, I can't eat. So, Lechora, now the post can bring down that a person should stipulate, you should make it tonight before you go to sleep at night if you want to eat in the morning, that you're not Mekabel the fast. But how did, now, Lechora, the Gemara is difficult to understand. The Ramban brings down in the Melchamos that there's no din of Tosefis by Atanis. In other words, by Shabbos, I can add on time to Shabbos, and I have more Shabbos, right? Unfortunately, people usually like send Shabbos done. But a person could add on to Shabbos. A person, so you have more Shabbos. But by Itanis, I can't. I could continue fasting, but it doesn't. It's not a fast day. You know what I mean? The fast is the fast. So if that's the case, so why am I not allowed to eat before Alot HaShachar if I went to sleep? So you see that, and even according to those who hold that there is a din of Tosefis by a Tanis, Bistama, my intention was not to accept the Tanis till the beginning of the day. So what difference does it make? But you see that there's a din of Yom HaTanis. In other words, it's not just the Tanis begins at daybreak, that there's a whole din of the Yom HaTanis, and then, depending on the circumstances, if the atmospherics are correct, then the Yisurim click in even before Alot HaShachar. Now, I'll bring one more proof he has, and we'll do more tomorrow night. He brings a proof, according to most Rishonim, except for the Bala Maor, a person says Tefillat Aneinu even in Mariv. So, we don't do this Halach L'maisa. In other words, according to most Rishonim, a person would say Aneinu in Mariv. In other words, so let's say the fast, let's say this Sunday is Shabbat Sarba Tammuz. So according to most Rishonim, on Motzei Shabbat, I would say Aneinu in Mariv, and I would say Aneinu in Shacharis. and then of course at Mincha. Now the Mechaber brings down a Shulchan Aruch. He says Uva arbet someone gam yachid omer b'chol tefilotav. According to Mechaber, that seems the way a person should do it. In other words, some people are concerned, if I say aneinu, then I eat before the end of the fast, I'm like a shakran, I'm like a liar in my tefillah. So I don't want to say, I don't want to jump the gun with saying aneinu. But he says, if it's tana tzibur, according to the Mechaber, look, everybody's fasting in the world, so it's not like a shakran, that it is the yom tanis. He says, Hagah, but the Ramah says, V'na'agu b'chol som shalom ro kibbe mincha, v'bach shalik tzibur shom ro b'shakrish b'chol korab. So we Ashkenazim, we only say it at mincha. Now I think Sfardim say it at shakris, I don't think they say it at Marib the night before, right? I don't think they do. But that sheet of the Mechaber is to say aneinu the night before. Anyway, so you see that there's something doing. In other words, here it's the night before, and I'm saying aneinu. So that's also fills in that there's an idea of Yom HaTanis. And then finally, or a little bit more, he says that with this we can understand, the Gemara brings down the person, if you're having a Tanis Yachid, you have to accept the Tanis at the Mincha the day before. Mincha, in other words, so that it, let's say a person accepts a private Tanis. He Thursday he's going to fast. So he can't just stop eating, that's the fast. On Wednesday afternoon at Mincha, he'll be Mekabel the Tanis. Even though he's only going to stop eating on Thursday morning. So why is it at Mincha? So why am I doing it then? But you see that there's an idea of the Yom HaTanis. So I hope to talk more about the Yom HaTanis tomorrow night and later night. But once we are able to clarify this, hopefully we'll clarify the issues are, can I have a wedding this Motzei Shabbat? You know, can I take a haircut this Motzei Shabbat? You know, can I go to the movies this Motzei Shabbos? You know, so those are some things that might be shayach with how we establish the character of the day. Okay, any questions, comments, or thoughts?